is Chris Banks. He's representing, and we thank him for waiting so long. It's always tough to the programs like this. He's representing the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five. Please welcome Chris. I hope you're applauding for more than just the fact that I'm the last speaker. Just 3 days ago, U.S. President George Bush held a press conference where he announced the escalation of the vicious anti-Cuba policy that has existed in every U.S. administration, Republican or Democrat, since 1959, the year that the Cuban Revolution triumphed. He announced more blockade, more attempts to isolate the country, more subversion. Bush disguises this anti-Cuba policy using phrases like transition to democracy for what would really be a blatant and bloody annexation of Cuba by force. Bush advocated, quote, heavy pressure for the freedom of Cuba. Is he speaking about the freedom they have brought to Iraq? That twisted version of freedom has meant genocide for Arab people. Millions murdered because Iraqis, Palestinians, and the brave people of the Arab world refused to submit to slavery. For almost 50 years, the official policy of the U.S. toward Cuba has been to use food and medicine as a weapon. The blockade that the U.S. unilaterally imposes on Cuba is economic war applied at a global level. We gather today to join our voices to the swelling chorus